showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor last night? My name is Jake Scheidel. It's a podcast about reality television and friendship, in which I asked my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing today? We're across the table from each other today.
You very nearly, you barely escaped on that one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You were very close to, like, eating shit and falling on your face doing that intro.
No, I've always done the intro perfect. I have it listed right here in front of me. Why would I mess up? I know how to read. I think you're lying. Oh, do you want to do a bottle check real quick? Bottle check right up here at the top of the show?
Just drinking a vanilla Coke.
Me too. It's a tasty treat on a Sunday afternoon.
Fine, nice hot Sunday in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Nice hot Sunday.
Hot fudge Sunday.
A nice hot fudge Sunday and a nice cool vanilla Sunday.
I don't want to do this show anymore.
I can't imagine why. Alright, Thomas, did you watch Survivor Borneo last night?
Did. Or this morning, I guess, but yeah.
This morning. You know what I did this morning? Slept. So, Mac here.
Ever heard of it?
Ever heard of sleeping? It's a good time. I'm in Michigan this weekend, and it's great. I love your state, Thomas. I love your state. It's so much better than my state.
It's true.
That's why I'm here all the time. 3 to 5 times
yeah,
a year.
We don't have a dumb rich guy as our governor like Illinois does.
Yeah, no.
There's definitely not like some private business asshole that became governor.
Yeah.
At least, you know, at least ours isn't an ice cream baron.
look, Chicago's economy is based on ice cream.
It's based on pizza pie.
Based on a pizza pie. That's how you have to talk in.
Well, no, that there are no Italians in Chicago, so you have to be like...
Sorry, how would we get our beef
you
then?
You have to be like...
Where would we get our beef then, Thomas? It's called, if not for Italians.
It's called the Chicago beef sandwich, and Dennis Farina invented it. Everyone in Chicago, when they talk about pizza, is like, pizza pie.
Pizza pie. Hey, remember at SNL? The bears, they would always say the bears,
yeah,
they would talk about that
duh
animal.
The bears, pizza pie.
I will have a big pizza pie, that's a bear. Alright, this episode was called Old and New Bonds.
The Windy City.
Do you know why they call it that?
The City of Angels, Chicago.
This city that never sleeps. That's Chicago. That's a joke.
Also, I know why they call it the Windy City.
Yeah, why?
It's because people are farting all the time.
You got it. You got it 100% correctly. This episode was aired on July 26, 2000, which was 18 years and 10 days ago. July 26, 2000, I would have been about 9 years old. How old were you, Thomas? 18 years and 10 days ago?
This is going to be a lot less fun for you in a short period of time.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Jake, I was 8 years old. I believe was also in his 30s at the time.
Yeah, well, this show isn't about that guy, so...
Hosted by John Cena was but a twinkle in the eye of some network exec.
I don't think so.
I don't know if I was about to say, I don't know if John Cena was born yet. Yeah, I do know that John Cena was born.
You don't know that? You haven't seen his birth certificate.
Yeah, yes, that's true. Show us the birth certificate, John.
I've never seen it. I don't know that he's a legitimate wrestler.
Yeah.
You can't be sure. I haven't seen him on TV in several weeks. I don't know about John Cena anymore.
Is he dead? Who knows?
Who knows?
All signs point to yes.
Last week's episode received 26 million viewers. Do you think this week they increased or decreased in number of viewers?
I'm going to guess that it increased.
It did, by approximately 1 million. So it just,
man, this is really picking up steam.
27 million viewers. Yeah. Remember how it was a really big deal?
Picking up steam.
Like the video game.
Yeah, that's what I was referencing.
Sometimes I say things just
steam,
to make you mad.
Steam from the video game platform. Steam.
Steam. It makes trains go.
Steam from the steamed trains.
Steam trains. Okay. Let's get into this episode. At camp, Rich says that in this game, outright lying is essential. Lying is a crime in real life. Just saying. I wrote in my notes that this season is kind of like building the skeleton for what the whole show becomes. But I am consistently amazed by like how
that's
concisely
spooky. The show becomes the skeleton.
Yeah, like Ghost Island. That's scary. I'm afraid of ghosts. But like how. Like, they're very clear about these, like, tenets of the show now. They're just like, lying is essential. Yeah. As are alliances. Why? Okay. We'll get all into the alliance in a minute. Colleen complains about the alliance and says, they want $1 million, and they're gonna get it. Colleen, what's your deal? Like, do you not know what you're doing?
I thought Colleen was trying to play strategically. She was just working with people that didn't know what they were doing.
I know. It just seems so obvious to, like...
She says at some point in the episode, like, she's like, we need, like, the people that aren't in the alliance need to band together, otherwise we're going to get voted out.
She does come around, but at this point, she...
They still had the numbers.
Yep.
It's not her fault that some people don't know how to play the game.
Yeah, that's true. Kelly no longer likes being part of this alliance for whatever reason.
Also, she does her hair like the
other girls.
Yeah.
Rudy, Sean, and Jervis are talking about Rich, and Rudy says, I started to like him before I knew he was queer.
This also when Kelly changes her hair, he's like, I thought about like lesbians
he's
or something.
Lesbianism.
Yeah, lesbianism.
Amazing.
Rudy is like a weird child.
Yeah. He's like a weird child and also a weird old man.
Yeah, he's a combination of the two. He's like, he's simultaneously very old and very, like, childlike.
Yeah, I think that's just called being old.
I suppose so. Come into this world wearing diapers and you go out wearing them too.
Sorry, I'm a geriatric social worker, so I'm flicking you off.
Old people suck. And, hey, I came into the...
Did you not like my cool joke that I made?
Didn't like it. Did want to make an alliances joke earlier, though, but
yeah.
I kept my mouth shut.
Well, you know what they say. Come into this world wearing diapers,
hey,
and you leave wearing them, too.
You come in this world cold, wet, naked, and that's how I plan on leaving it, too. If I'm being honest, I'm going to go to...
I want to rock and roll all night and party every day.
I would love to. That sounds amazing. Sean says that Rich is the epicenter of power because he's the fisherman. Okay, Sean. He believes that Rich talking so much about his fishing ability at Tribal Council is based in insecurity. No. Rich realizes that people think this about him and says it's the fish keeping him in the game. But he says, I'm sticking around because I'm bright. It's just... Like, if you didn't already know...
I think he said it also that he's like, the reason I haven't been voted off is because I haven't let them vote me off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he's playing confidently, but he hasn't said he's confident.
Which, that's how you know he's a good player.
Exactly. Any time I'm confident about something in my regular life, I'm like, I can't say it out loud, though. Because it's a curse.
You know what'll happen.
Yeah, can't say those words out loud. They cook the fish that Rich caught, but Rudy fucks it up and upsets Rich. He, like, burns the fish. He burns the fish on a fire that wasn't warm enough. Like, how do you do that?
Well, they cooked it on that for a while, which cooked it a little bit, and then they had to, like, change the heat a couple times.
Yeah, I think they had to restart the fire
just,
or something.
They just, like, fucked it all up.
Yeah.
Rudy restarted the fire. I'm sorry.
That was pretty good. He then believes that Rich believes he's bringing in too much fish. Cool. Colleen is annoyed by what she perceives as Rich's self-righteousness, and the women take out the raft and check what their traps, and they have caught one fish, and they are excited to not have to rely on Rich any longer. We're finally going to get rich out of the game.
Get rich out or die trying.
50 Cent.
Yep. Curtis Jackson.
Yep. The reward challenge happens. Jeff tells them that they'll be doing things differently this time by showing the reward first. I didn't know that this wasn't already happening.
Yeah.
Like, in the past, had he just been like, you're going to win?
You'll win something.
You'll win fishing supplies.
How are you motivating people with that?
Yeah. I was like, maybe. Maybe I might get something.
I don't know if the Toronto Raptors are going to be there or not.
Was Drake born when the show started?
Will Drizzy Drake Graham be there?
So it's a barbecue. And also letters for home. From home. Not for home. Excuse me. They have to run through a ropes course and collect 16 medallions each. Colleen wins and is told she gets to bring one person along to the barbecue.
And very obviously
picks Jenna.
Yep.
I don't think she even said her name. I think everybody's just like, I mean,
yeah,
come on.
You know who you're going to pick.
This is, like, I feel like this happens so rarely where, like, the cast is so, like, nice to each other in their day-to-day life. And, like, there's this camaraderie with everybody on the show.
It is kind of different.
Yeah.
Although I feel like this would happen. I think given the circumstances, in a different season, they also would have picked Jenna.
I wouldn't be surprised. Especially if it is, a cast that is seeming to get along. So, Jenna and Colleen go on the reward, and it's a barbecue. And Jeff joins them for the barbecue.
Yep.
That was my favorite
part.
Jeff,
like, don't mind if I do.
Yeah. At the beginning of the challenge, Rich was like, when I win, Jeff, I hope you already ate, because I'm not sharing. And I was like, what? That's not how this works. But then it was. Jeff actually joined them. That needs to happen more often. Colleen and Jenna discuss forming an alliance with Jervis and Sean to fight off the original Toggy Alliance.
Good idea.
Great plan. You should implement that plan. They read their letters and Jenna cries. Who are these people?
What a baby.
Idiot. You care about people? You like to
Sorry,
know that
oh,
okay?
I love my kids.
Ooh, I have kids and I care about them. Shut the
this
fuck
my kids.
Up. Like, everybody has kids. If you care about your kids, you're a cop.
Some cop behavior right there. Sorry, officer, that you love your kids so much.
Who are you? Like, what does it matter? While they have the reward, we occasionally cut back to camp where they eat rice as some solemn piano music.
This was
plays.
Amazing.
That's some
this
good
edit
editing.
Was amazing. Where it's just them, like, living it up, eating barbecue, and then, like,
they're playing, like, island music.
And playing the fucking Gary Jules cover of, of Mad World.
Yeah. It's so good. Can somebody edit that together? I was giving the audience enough time to respond yes or no.
Playing, like, the sad Sarah McLachlan, like,
the
dog
the
song.
Dog commercial. Yeah. It's not a commercial, it's a PSA. There's a difference. They're not selling dogs. That's illegal. Sort of. Pet adoption is a confusing process. Anyway, back at camp, it's Rich's birthday, so he's decided to
be naked.
Nude. People become uncomfortable. Is this a power move?
Kind of.
It's a weird power move.
It is.
I don't like it. Jervis is surprised that he is still around, and then realizes that his best chance of making it is to win all the challenges. It's worked before. Well, not before this.
Yeah.
It's worked after this. Look at that season we did that aired... The season before we started... What's that one called? White collar, red collar, blue collar.
Oh, blue collar, white collar, no collar.
What was that one called? Anyway, it was a bad theme. A better theme is a David vs. Goliath featuring School of Rockstar.
Mike White?
Mike White.
And also, Mike White.
Mike
and
White.
Also, yeah, the showrunner for, Mundo. Writer and showrunner for Enlightened, and also Johnny Impact, John Morrison.
Yeah. John, whatever
Johnny Nitro.
Last name is. John Cena.
Yep.
Cena on Survivor. Jervis is surprised he's still around. Oh, then Sean talks about his alphabetical voting strategy. And says it adds a new dimension to the game.
No, it doesn't. It adds a very dumb dimension to the game.
Yeah. So they have, if they're up next, they have to win immunity, but they have to win immunity anyway.
It's like those 4D things where it's like the smell.
Scratch this sticker, yeah. And it'll smell like peas.
It'll smell like pee.
It'll smell like pee. If there was scratch and sniff for Survivor, at least one of the boxes would be urine.
Yep.
Make it happen, Jeff. I find it interesting to see all these different strategies being implemented as, like, everybody's figuring out how to win the game. Like, Jervis is going to try to win challenges, and Sue built this alliance, and Richard is providing food, and, like, all those work really well when you do them right. And then also, Sean's strategy is to vote alphabetically, which is also an option. Okay, let's get into this immunity challenge.
It really is the kind of thing that could only happen in the first season.
Yeah, because after that, it's, like, I'm surprised it's gone more than one tribal council.
It's incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
It literally exists as a footnote in Survivor history for people to be like, yeah, people didn't know what they were doing in the first season. One guy voted alphabetically. Like, it exists to tell someone, like, to be a thing that you told someone that they're like, what? No way! I can't believe the show is so different.
Yeah, it's so different now. Now nobody knows letters. At the immunity challenge, everybody stands on a big platform where they move from square to square, flipping over the square they just left, rendering it unusable. I forgot about this challenge until I started reading that note and didn't know what it was until I got to the end of that sentence.
It was one of those challenges where I didn't totally understand it until, like, towards the end of it. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's what they're doing.
It seemed...
Because I, like, only half listened to the explanation.
Even if you had it, you would have forgotten. I feel like there's a lot of challenges in early seasons like this where it's like, that'd be a fun, like, backyard game. Not great to watch on television, though.
We're playing Polish golf.
What is Polish golf?
That's the thing with, like, the three levels, and it's got the balls that have the rope that ties them together.
Ladder ball?
That is all. It is called both of those things.
I thought it was called air golf?
Yeah, the classic air golf.
So Rudy wins the challenge. Good for him. Back at camp, Colleen was strategizing and just having fun until she gets voted out. She should strategize, dude! And then she befriends Colleen and Jenna, which makes the rest of her alliance nervous. And then Rudy notices them all being friendly and says, I even thought about lesbianism. Am I right, fellas?
This is the week after the fucking incest thing. What was the incest thing that he said?
I was thinking about some sort of incest.
They were just gals being pals.
Yeah, just gal pals. You know how, like, ladies, but what if more of them? Lesbianism. That's the tagline.
Just forming a girl gang.
Yeah, that's fun. There was this really nice moment before they left for tribal council. Rudy put his immunity necklace around his neck. And he got a really big grin on his face, and I was like, I love you, Rudy. Rudy's so good.
He's a sweet man.
He has some interesting thoughts.
Yeah, he's a weirdo, but...
He's weird, but he's sweet.
There's an interesting... There's a weird kindness beneath his very gruff exterior.
It's true. He was in the military.
Yeah.
So...
One of those people that I wish had never been in the military, because they probably would have been a lot nicer person.
Did you know that there's a action figure of Rudy?
I'm not surprised.
Where he looks like a Marine. He's dressed like a Marine, because he is. But then he has the head that he did in Survivor. I mean, same head, but he looks old. When do you stop being a Marine?
I guess when you, like, stop being in the Marines.
When you ascend to heaven.
Yeah, when you go to military heaven.
Jervis targets Rich and says, "We vote out Rich and we'll all starve together." I liked that quote also. Do you want to talk about the wildlife show?
Yes.
Alive.
I would love to.
Sounds great. Oops. Okay. We got some birds, we got some snakes, we got some ants, we got a small green lizard. We also got something called a Hairyplex Severus crab.
Wow, a different crab.
I love crabs.
They're so delicious.
Crabs are delicious.
Excuse me? What the fuck just happened?
Do you need to leave?
Do you have the shorts I can change into? Jake just got a little overexcited.
About crabs.
Oh, God, those crabs.
Crabs.
I'm coming back for you, baby.
He's like Bud Manstrong in the Adventure Brothers episode. He's just on the ground with his hand in his pants, like, oh, it's full of stars.
No, something dawned on me, and then I realized that it was incorrect.
What was it? I need to know what your thought process was, because it was insane to watch.
What terrible things about crabs did you just not actually realize?
Well...
Tell me.
It's going to be so stupid.
Tell me.
So, my sister's getting married next month, and...
This is a terrible start to the story.
In Cincinnati. She's having a rehearsal dinner across the border in Kentucky, though. Last time I was in Kentucky with my family.
Why were you thinking about this while we were talking about Survivor?
Last time we were there, we were in Louisville.
Sure.
And we
were hanging out with Papa John.
You're not far off. We went to a Joe's Crab Shack, and it was the first time I ever had crab. I loved it. I was a kid.
So were you thinking that going back there for the wedding, you were going to go to Joe's Crab Shack again, and maybe you'd just be eating crab again?
Yeah, basically.
So that's why you very creepily went, oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Crabs.
But, like, crab isn't even, like, a Kentucky-based food.
No, yeah, it's not like
so
you're not
here
in the ocean. It's not like, it's not like she's getting married in, like, Maryland.
Can't wait to get deeper into the Midwest and get, like, good old crab. Yeah.
We're going about river crabs,
though?
Yeah, she lives in Cincinnati, but we're going across the border into Delaware for her to get married. Going across several borders.
For one day. Anyway, this crab, it's a translucent crab. It's about 8 millimeters by 5.5 millimeters.
Oh, can you see all its organs and stuff?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Hot.
Well, if it were bigger, you could, but it's small. It's less than an inch long and wide. Anyway, it was discovered in 1990.
Jake knows all about that.
It was discovered in 1998, but it wasn't described officially until last year.
Jake, I was talking about your penis.
Thomas is always talking about my penis. And you know what?
That's actually a segment that we have on the show. talking penis. This is Chris Hardwick's new show.
He brings a guest on.
Yeah.
And just talks about their penis the whole time.
You know how you definitely want to talk to me and I'm not a sociopath? Let's talk about your penis.
How is it? Good? Good. Okay, so it was named after the person who discovered it, whose name is Harry T. Connelly, but also Harry Potter and Severus Snape, because Connelly had an uncanny ability to collect rare and interesting creatures as if by magic.
What?
Yep. The, Wikipedia...
He was named after the two bravest people.
So that's, that crab.
That would be a way better ending if Harry had named his son after Severus Snape and himself. You're named after the two bravest people I know. Me and also this guy.
You're named after the two bravest people I know. Albus Dumbledore and this crab I saw one time in Kentucky. We named you Joe's Crab Shack.
Me? You're named after me.
Okay, let's get into this Tribal Council. Greg joins the Tribal Council as the first ever member of the first ever Jerry. That's great. Jeff says, "Happy birthday, Mr. Hatch." Cool. He then asks Sean why he's voting alphabetically.
And Sean's like, "I'm an idiot."
And he says, "I'm a dumb person.
I'm too dumb to know any better."
He says it's because it gives him an order to follow. I've got an order for you to follow. Jeff points out that Jenna is next in the order, and Sean says, "If I thought she was in jeopardy, I would give it a second thought." Dude, everybody's in jeopardy every time except Rudy. You're not allowed to vote out.
Alex Trebek is right there.
He's right there. He's always right behind Jeff. People don't talk about it, but Alex Trebek was on set every episode of the first season of Survivor.
I mean, they work at the same network.
Yeah, and in the same studio.
Whoa!
Remember when Kevin Hart came out to promote his new show at the reunion last season?
Yes, that was great. And it was not bad. Everyone loves Kevin Hart.
It was like, I thought you guys were on an island this whole time, but you've just been in the set, and Jeff Probst did not recognize that he was making a joke. And it was terribly awkward. Because Kevin Hart is the funniest man in America.
It's true.
After Jeff Probst, of course. And
maybe Jeff Probst, because he wants to, like, assert his dominance as a funny man over Kevin Hart, was like, "I won't laugh at any of his jokes."
Like, "Can you hurry up with your jokes so I can do my jokes? Who are you? Me at an open mic?" Roasted. Sue calls Sean
just like,
an idiot.
Just like the audience's reaction to anything you do at an open mic.
Whenever I go up at an open mic, I'm like, "Hey, my name is Jake Shadell. Welcome to my show, Talking Penis." And they all say, "Please leave." And I say, "No, I have to commit to this bit."
That's not yes and.
Like, "That's an improv thing. This is stand up. It's different." You go, "Yeah, but there's a lot of overlap."
"Well, why did I spend all that money at UCB?"
I put $500 in their mailbox. Is that a bad idea? They didn't tell me anything. I thought that's just how this city worked. Chicago, not there today. Sean says he doesn't have a malicious bone in his body. Very good to know.
He would know. He's a doctor.
Is Sean a doctor?
I think he is.
Are you just making this up about
him? I'm pretty sure he's a doctor.
I'm going to look it up right now.
This is at least the second time today he's referred to him as a doctor. I really hope he's wrong.
What's his last name?
Bad Nipples.
Are you looking it up, Thomas?
I am.
Sean
Kenniff.
Kenniff?
Yeah. K-E-N-N-I-F-F.
Is he a doctor?
American physician who appeared on the first season of the television show Survivor.
That's good. I just pulled up my Google app.
He's a neurologist.
He works on people's brains? And he can't figure out how to vote for somebody
Ben
without...
Ben Carson's a neurosurgeon.
I think people who work on brains should stop because... Here's my theory. Neurosurgeons, you gotta be very smart to become a neurosurgeon. But then, once they go into surgery, they have to use some of their own brain to put in the new brain. And that's why they're all so stupid.
Yeah, they keep losing all of the parts of their brain. No, it's just specific intelligence. They're very good at surgery and nothing else.
Well, that's good, I guess.
It's like STEM majors. They don't understand, like, anything related to humanities.
What are you doing over there, Kat?
I'm not playing a game I'm much better than you at.
Good.
What game is that?
You can't advertise.
Sorry, what game isn't that?
Oh, nobody pays us. You can do whatever you want.
No, I don't want... They have to pay us if they want me to say the name of this game.
I'm not going
to
buzz market there.
It's called Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I'm playing Animal Crossing, and I'm way better at it.
Yeah. You made more friends? Was that game?
I got some of my friends to design t-shirts for me. I think that's something I did for someone once.
Okay. Where were we?
Sean's really bad nipples.
Sean has bad nipples. Yes. They all go vote. Jervis votes for Rich and says the longer he's on the island, the bigger a threat he becomes. And then Jeff reads the votes. Rich, Jenna, Jenna, Rich, Rich, Sean, Jenna, Jenna. So Jenna's out.
Yep.
Good for her.
Good thing she wasn't at risk.
Yeah. Yeah, if she, if, what's his name, if Shawnee had voted for Rich instead, this show would have a different winner. Oh my god. I can't believe it. So Jenna went on to play again in All Stars. What?
That's not the most upsetting vote. The most upsetting vote was a vote for Sean.
Yeah. The most upsetting vote for Sean was the fact that there were not more. Jenna was also on a reality show on E! Called Kill Reality. Do you remember this show?
Yes. Yes, I do.
They filmed a horror movie?
I do remember that.
I watched that show. It was bad. Do you want to hear about the challenge now?
I guess so.
Don't sound so excited. Four teams in Redemption get a chance to win their way back. Everybody pulls an X from platform, hoping it will be the double cross. But the double cross, they automatically get to compete and pick their opponents to win their way back into the house. Natalie and Polly pull a double cross at the Elimination Arena, which is called Armageddon. They pick Jose and Devon as their opponents, which means that Jenna and Jimmy and Chuck and Brittany are eliminated immediately from the whole game. Polly picked those two teams to mess with Brad and Zach because they're each dating one of those people. Anyway, Polly and Natalie lost their competition, so Jose and Devon won their way back into the game, which means that team had been eliminated twice in 24 hours, which is a fun fact. And then Polly yells at Brad and Zach, telling Brad that Brittany was fucking Chuck in the Redemption House. Brittany and Brad are dating. Anyway, that's the challenge. Pretty crazy season, Thomas.
I'm glad I don't watch this show.
Next episode is called Breaking Brad.
Oh!
Like the show.
That's also the name of a semi-reoccurring giant bomb thing that they do.
Okay.
Yep. One of the guys named Brad does.
Does he break a lot of bones? Hi, I'm Brad. Welcome to
No,
Jackass.
He just plays a game that's hard, usually.
There's too much content.
Not enough giant bomb content, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. There's plenty for me. I don't watch any other stuff.
It's good. You should.
Okay, I will. We have been doing the hashtag TheMiz on Survivor, but I'm very into the idea of doing the hashtag Reboot Next.
Reboot Next. It's live Tinder.
And you've already got a tagline.
What's up? My name's Jeff. I like skateboarding. I love hamburgers. And I have 8 different STDs.
Hey, my name is Mike. I love airplanes. I love democracy, and I love America.
Yeah, they're always like it's like afraid. It's like afraid of cars or something like that. Like they'll have like
it's a scary movie.
They'll have like a really weird.
Isn't it like
third
three
one.
Facts normally?
Yeah.
There's like two normal facts. It's like two truths and a lie, but they're all three are true, and one of them is just weird.
I guess it's not live Tinder because every fourth person doesn't talk about how much they love mudding.
Yeah, they're not constantly holding up fishes.
What is mudding?
Like shooting.
Oh,
guns.
Is that like when you get on an ATV and go through the mud? Or is it a sex thing?
Alternately, yeah. From,
is it a
freaky
sex
from the other angle, it's not like flute and sarcasm, love to laugh.
Yeah, go my coffee.
I just want someone to eat pizza and touch my butt.
Yeah, like that.
I mean, that does sound good, though.
That's your whole personality, though.
Yeah. I have one picture. And it's me looking directly into the camera, very close up.
Looking for to have adventures?
I would love to go on an adventure. All these Tinder people sound great. Okay, hashtag reboot next. It's live Tinder. You can follow us on Twitter, DYWSLN. That's where I'm going to be posting all my Are You The One? 7 tweets. Starts in a week or two. Can't wait. My Twitter is Jake Scheidel. That's my name. What's Thomas's Twitter?
At Tom, not Tom. My handle right now is fan69.
Okay. You can review us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere. Tell your friends, hey, this is a great show and you should listen to it.
Yep.
At every opportunity.
Tell them it's your favorite podcast, you like it better than all the other podcasts, and that you give it a big thumbs up.
Yeah, and then just shout 5 stars at them.
Yeah.
Until they...
5 stars only! What are you talking about? 5 stars only!
It's a 5-star show! And then, you know, it's pretty hot. It's a hot one, huh?
Yeah, like 7 inches from the midday sun, is what I would say.
I would agree with that. So I think what we should say now is, have a great summer.
Deuces. The day we sweated out on the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we ride through mansions of glory and suicide machines. Sprung from cages on Highway 9, chrome wheel fuel injected iron. Stepping out over the line, baby, this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap, it's a suicide rap. I wanna get out while I'm still young.
Wow. I spend the whole podcast reading off facts of the country.
Wow.
No. Well, yeah, last week he just played a video game the whole time and didn't engage in the conversation at all.
Amazing.
Yeah, what'd you think about this thing that happened in the episode? Oh, yeah.
Clean days.
It definitely happened. Okay, cool, thanks.
Yeah, this is the stickers they have now, too. They just love wrestling.
Who is this?
This is the Panthers, Shameless Knight, my friend. Oh. One particles collide.
Nice.
Yeah, he's friends with someone who's very good friends with Sasha Banks, and I'm really excited.
Thomas, is your wife Alexa Bliss?
Yes.
Good wife.
Yeah, and our wife is
Sasha.
That's
Banks.
I have multiple wives.
We're in
Dakota Kai is actually my wife.
Sorry, who?
Dakota Kai.
Is who?
My wife.
Sorry?
My wife.
There we go. I gotta know how it feels. I wanna know if love is wild. I wanna know if love is real. Beyond the palace, Emmy power drones scream down the boulevard. A girl's comb her hair in rear view mirrors. A boy's try to look so hard. The amusement park rises bold and stark. Kids are huddled on the beach in the mist. Well, I wanna die with you, Wendy, on the streets tonight, in an everlasting kiss. Well, the highway's jammed with broken heroes on a last chance power drive. Everybody's out on the run tonight, but there ain't no place left to hide. Together we could live with sadness. I love you with all the madness in my soul. Someday, baby, I don't know when we're gonna get to that place. But once we get down to the game. Cat, no.
What did you just say?
She took my phone. Cat.
What's going on? What's this? What are these monkey shines? What's going on here?
Monkey shines.
Sorry, I interrupted your Survivor
pun. Thank you.
What was Sahana texting him?
Bon Iver songs.
Where were we?
You guys aren't allowed to talk.
We're not talking. We're just singing Bon Iver at each other.
Like, come on, skinny love, how was your day? So I told you I just got home from work, and I told you just chilling.
Okay. Okay, Kat, you can talk now.